In the world, this is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest in the show's last hour is Mary Starr, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, who will join me after the first commercial break this morning. Here in these first few minutes of the show, let's take a look at what Daniel Ellsberg says. He is, of course, the former Defense Department analyst who leaked the secret Pentagon Papers history of the Vietnam War, who is now offering insights into the looming war with Iran and the loss of American liberty in the United States at an American University symposium on September 20th. Below is an edited transcript of Ellsberg's remarkable speech, which you can find at antiwar.com. Ellsberg says, "I think nothing is higher priority than averting an attack on Iran, which I think will be accompanied by a further change in our way of governing here that in effect will convert us into what I would call a police state. If there's another 9/11 under this regime," says Ellsberg, "it means that they switch on full extent all the apparatus of a police state that has been patiently constructed, largely secretly at first, but eventually leaked out and known and accepted by the Democratic people in Congress, by the Republicans as well, and so forth. Will there be anything left for NSA to increase its surveillance of us? They may be to their limit of their technical capability now, or they may not. But if they're not now," says Ellsberg, "they will be after another 9/11. And I would say after the Iranian retaliation to an American attack on Iran, you will then see an increased attack on Iran, an escalation, which will be also accompanied by a total suppression of dissent in this country, the United States, including detention camps. It's a little hard for me," says Ellsberg, "to distinguish the two contingencies. They could come together, another 9/11 or an Iranian attack in which Iran's reaction against Israel, against our shipping, against our troops in Iraq above all, possibly in this country, will justify the full panoply of measures that have now been prepared, legitimized, and to some extent written into law. This is an unusual gang," says Ellsberg, "even for Republicans. But I think that the successors to this regime are not likely to roll back the assault on the Constitution. They will take advantage of it. They will exploit it. Will Hillary Clinton, as president, decide to turn off NSA after the last 5 years of illegal surveillance? Will she deprive her administration of her ability to protect United States citizens from possible terrorism by blinding herself and deafening herself to all that NSA can provide? I don't think so," says Daniel Ellsberg. "Unless this somehow, by a change in our political climate of a radical change, unless this gets rolled back in the next year or two before a new administration comes in, and there's no move to do it at this point, unless that happens," says Ellsberg, "I don't see it happening under the next administration, whether Republican or Democratic. Let me simplify this," says Ellsberg, "and not just to be rhetorical. A coup has occurred. A coup has occurred. I woke up the other day realizing, coming out of sleep, that a coup has occurred. It's not just a question that a coup lies ahead with the next 9/11. That's the next coup that completes the first. The last 5 years," says Ellsberg, "have seen a steady assault on every fundamental of our Constitution. What the rest of the world looked at for the last 200 years as a model and experiment to the rest of the world in checks and balances, limited government, Bill of Rights, individual rights protected from majority infringement by the Congress, an independent judiciary, the possibility of impeachment. There have been violations of these principles by many presidents before," says Daniel Ellsberg. "Most of the specific things that Bush has done in the way of illegal surveillance and other matters were done under my boss, Lyndon Johnson, in the Vietnam War, including the use of the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA against Americans." When we come back, we'll be joined by Mary Starr, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. I'm going to ask her about what she thinks about what Daniel Ellsberg has said in this speech entitled, "A Coup Has Occurred." It was delivered at American University on September the 20th. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mary Starth, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, hooking up with us from Oregon. Mary, how are you?
Morning. Well, I'm very happy because we have great news from Portland, as I'm sure you're aware of, Mark, about the Patriot Act.
Go ahead with it, Mary.
All righty. Well, we've been following this case, and I've been following it especially closely because, fortunately, I had a friendship with the attorney who handled this case, and as people might remember, there was a man who was his house was broken into. They accused him of being part of the Madrid bombing, and brought him into jail and kept him in there for 2 weeks. And this was a part of the Patriot Act, which basically said that the federal government, the executive branch, could do surveillance on people without search warrants. In any event, a U.S. district judge just ruled that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which was amended by the Patriot Act, which now lets the president conduct surveillance and searches on American citizens, ruled that the federal government was wrong, and two provisions of the USA Patriot Act are now unconstitutional, and I say amen to that.
Well, I tell you, it seems to me, Mary, that with what you report from Oregon, that maybe this is a beginning, just a beginning of a rollback of all of these unconstitutional measures. Clearly, we have to start someplace. And now that the U.S. District Court has ruled this in the state of Oregon, who knows how far this might lead? I mean, I was incredulous when this whole business started with these Patriot Acts and was informed as to basically what was in them, that the American public could have just blindly gone along with this without even asking for any of the details, much less what was in the fine print. I think as more people have studied this in the time that has transpired since then, however, there is more and more queasiness on this, and I think that's probably reflected in what the court has said now.
Well, the thing is, as you mentioned, not only did people not know what was in it, but those who signed the Patriot Act in this rush to get this thing signed after 9/11, even those legislators who should be reading every bill they sign or at least have some knowledge of it, had no clue what was in there. And it was very clear that the Patriot Act was in the works before 9/11. So it was sort of the Reichstag fire which got this thing up and running, and everyone rushed to sign it, because how can you not sign something called a Patriot Act? But this thing was the most on its face, unconstitutional, frightening piece of legislation that we have seen come down the pike in a long time. So yesterday's decision was really, really encouraging.
Well, this gets back to this well-publicized case in Florida where a Dr. L. Arion was convicted of absolutely nothing in an American court in Florida. This is this gentleman who is the former professor of, I believe, computer science at the University of South Florida. And he was tried in the state of Florida on, I think, 17 counts of things related to terror or supporting terror, and was acquitted on every count by the jury except for a handful of charges where there was a hung jury, where the jury would have, I think, did vote like 10-2 to acquit him on the remaining charges. But the point is, he was convicted of nothing in an American courtroom, and he is still now in federal detention, as far as I know, in the Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina area. This, to me, is terrifying, not simply in terms of the fact that this Patriot Act was applied in the way that it was in that case, but then the jury said to the feds, hey, this guy is not guilty of something like 17 counts, and we're hung up on the other remaining counts, but by a 10-2 margin, it was at least the vast majority opinion of the jury that he hadn't done anything wrong there either. And lo and behold, the guy's still in jail, as far as I know.
Well, the thing that's so frightening, and I've been watching the case as the one that has unfolded in Portland, and as you mentioned with the case in Florida, what happens is that these people are demonized, and even if they are exonerated, they still carry around this mark of Cain, which leads people to believe that there's something wrong with them. In this case, this Brandon Mayfield, who was an attorney in Portland, was married to a Muslim. He was taken into custody in May of 2004 because the FBI said that there was a fingerprint match on a detonator at the scene of the Madrid bombing. They said it matched his. They kept him in prison for 2 weeks, but before that, they would sneak into his house, and the reason he thought something was odd is because the door would be unlocked, but you've got these no-knock searches, they took all kinds of information. He never knew, but he could tell people had walked on the carpet. But in any event, they took all this information, and they held him and tied him to this bombing. So here's an attorney who now has his career completely and utterly in shambles, because who's going to believe that he's not implicated? In any event, if 3 years later we have a judge saying that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, a portion of the Patriot Act, now lets the president, the executive branch, conduct surveillance on American citizens, no probable cause, which isn't that why our founders had the Fourth Amendment, because they had to deal with what the British troops quartered in their towns and being searched and their papers and their effects ripped apart. Isn't that why we had the Fourth Amendment? And now we can just willy-nilly throw it out as if the Bill of Rights means nothing. So those of us with the Constitution Party are saying this is the kind of stuff that Americans need to wake up and get outraged about.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I often find that my most productive reading sessions occur, Mary, when I'm reading two different things that seem to be dovetailing and seem to be underscoring one another. And what I'm referring to is this. I have read a news release that has come from the Constitution Party from their national headquarters in Lancaster on September 24th. And it is a news release that involves some numbers related to the recent Reuters Zogby Index poll. And as I read that news release and those poll numbers, and do so in conjunction with Daniel Ellsberg's speech, the transcript, partial transcript of that speech is now at antiwar.com. Ellsberg was talking about some things at American University on September the 20th that I found to be absolutely striking, because here is this guy that many of us on the American right, frankly, were aroused against in the 1960s because of the Pentagon Papers incident and the position that Ellsberg took on the Vietnam War at that time. Without getting into that whole history this morning, here we are now fast-forwarding to a generation or two later, and with what Ellsberg has said in this speech at American University on September the 20th, it seems to me that he was underscoring a lot of the themes that a Mark Dankoff or a Mary Starrett would underscore and would agree with. What is happening here when people like you and I, Mary, largely find ourselves to be in agreement with Daniel Ellsberg, and how does that play into the implications of this Constitution Party news release that you sent me?
Well, I think it's very interesting. I've often wondered, why is it that I can now listen to, you know, I would find myself more in agreement with the Air America host than with the quote-unquote conservative hosts like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly. What has happened to those that we considered conservative who sound more like fascists every day? So, yes, I always wonder about that. But what I think is happening now is we've got people on the left and people on the right looking at the center of the spectrum here, the Constitution, and if it doesn't square up and if it doesn't pass the litmus test that constitutional guarantees give us, then we really need to question things. But the neocons don't do that. And we sent out a press release at the Constitution Party, which folks can read at constitutionparty.com, and it's called Mood Swing. And as you mentioned, Mark, this Reuters Zogby Index, which is this brand-new survey coming out once a month now, measures what they call the mood of the country. John Zogby called it darker than dark, and that is really saying something. And what he showed in his numbers was that only 11% of the people thought that Congress was doing a good job. You have a terrible approval rating, only 29% for Congress and the president. And what we're seeing now is the vast majority of Republicans don't know who they're going to vote for president. That's because what the media tells them as far as who's the front runners, like Giuliani or Mitt Romney or even Thompson, people are starting to do their homework and go, no, this doesn't pass the smell test. These guys are no different in their policies than Hillary Clinton. So what are we doing? Well, people are looking at Ron Paul. People are considering the fact that there'll be perhaps a third-party candidate with the Constitution Party, and they're saying, I'm not doing it anymore. So the mood is very discouraged in America, and people are paying attention.
Well, you know, it's interesting that this whole business with the Reuters Zogby numbers are described in terms of the darkness, the dark character of the American mood, because I go back to something that Iran Focus was talking about today when they were reporting on the Fox News coverage on the passage of the Lieberman-Kyle non-binding resolution in the Senate that Senator Jim Webb as much as said as a cover to provide a context and a pretext for the United States to go to war with Iran. And Lieberman directed this comment at Senator Webb when he said, you know, our colleague has engaged in the darkest possible interpretation of what we've done here, or something to that effect. And I remember in the first hour of the show saying that this darkest possible interpretation best fits the data. I happen to agree with Senator Webb that this is exactly what's going on with this Lieberman-Kyle thing, but the whole question of darkness, if Webb and I are correct about that, and I think that both of us are, that if this is truly what is going on with the American government as it moves both into further war as well as domestic police state movements, that the darkness that Webb feels and the darkness that I feel you're saying, Mary, is pretty much showing up in the darkness of mood that's reflected in these Reuters-Zoghbi numbers, that the establishment is not able to convince people any longer that up is down and down
is
up.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest today is Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, who hooks up with us live from the state of Oregon. Mary, again, Lieberman said that Jim Webb was offering the darkest possible interpretation of events in regard to the situation with Iran and in regard to the Lieberman-Kyle non-binding resolution on Iran that Senator Webb thinks is a cover for war. I happen to agree with the senator, Senator Webb. That darkness of Webb and the darkness of mood of Mark Dankos seem to be, again, related to the darkness in these poll numbers in the Reuters-Zoghbi Index. Therefore, with a public mood that is that ugly and that negative, how does that leave an opportunity for the Constitution Party to exploit that in a more positive direction?
Well, Mark, for years, those of us at the Constitution Party who long since abandoned the party that abandoned us, the Republican Party, we looked for an alternative to holding our nose and voting for a candidate we knew was the lesser of two evils and have a problem voting for evil in any form. So what this means, as we see the Constitution Party, the fastest growing party, it's grown by 40% over the last 3 years, we see that people are starting to say it's gotten so bad that even people who were kind of anesthetized in front of their television sets are starting to go, not going to do it. So as they look into 08, they see what the choices are, and they say, hey, listen, all these years I've been voting for someone I didn't want. I got what I didn't want as a result. So why not vote for someone I do want? And then what might happen is we might get what we want. So, for instance, what we're doing is we're working on ballot access in all the states. So at this point in time, we would have enough electoral votes to actually get somebody in the White House who represented our beliefs, which is the basic constitutional principles, which have served us so well for over 200 years. So we need these two parties that are in power, and all they want to do is stay in power. They've morphed into one. They've got a stranglehold on us. We can get them out, and you can just witness what's going on with the Ron Paul campaign, for instance. The mainstream media, the Republican Party, have virtually ignored the man, and yet he's raising more money than some of the front runners. He's got amazing numbers of people behind him, because even from the left, as you mentioned earlier, and from the right, are looking at him saying, this guy is right on. So, yeah, the mood is dark, and I think that word dark certainly bespeaks what's behind it. I think there's a sinister force pushing us into one world government.
Yes, and as I look at the whole thing again, we get back to Ellsberg. There seems to be a coalescence between thinking left and right on these subjects, and it'll be fascinating to see exactly how this... America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Some of the conspirators that are out there to get me, folks, I'm speaking facetiously at this point, decided to execute my internet connection, or our internet connection. Mary, are you there?
I sure am, Mark.
Good. I apologize for that. Who knows how many people out there want to make sure that this doesn't get transmitted today. I apologize for the glitch, but we are back on. And as I was saying before the technical interruption, this Ellsberg situation with this speech on September the 20th at American University could well have been written by a Howard Phillips or a Michael Perutka in the Constitution Party. Now, Mary, as we look at this whole situation, this then leads to something I've been dying to ask you in regard to some events of recent days. What's your take, and what do you think is the majority feeling among some of your colleagues in the Constitution Party regarding Ahmadinejad's recent appearance at Columbia University and some of these introductory remarks that were made by Lee Bollinger, the president of Columbia? Were you following that at all?
Yes, we certainly have been following it, Mark, and I think there are a couple of things that jump out at me. First of all, I go along with what Voltaire said. I might not agree with what you have to say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. But I wonder why universities like bastions of Marxism, like Columbia and any of the rest of them, why they're so quick to have to defend the right of somebody like him to come and speak when a conservative would not have, or constitutionalist would not have, the same right.
Mary, when we come back, I want you to pick it up right there and continue along with what you were saying. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Mary Starr, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. You can find the Constitution Party's national website, I believe, at constitutionparty.com or .org, Mary.
It's both, but .com will get you there.
Very good. constitutionparty.com or .org. And again, this is something we're all going to be watching in the days ahead. Subsequent to the Ron Paul candidacy in the Republican Party, if in fact he is not the Republican Party nominee, this is when the stakes are going to heighten, it seems to me, in terms of third-party situations. And obviously the Constitution Party is going to command the attention and the potential allegiance of thousands, even millions of people. When we look at these Reuters Zogby poll numbers, it suggests that maybe the time for the Constitution Party has in fact come. Mary, this whole thing with, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, as I always like people to remember that the Republican Party was a minor party at one point because it was really the Democrats and the Whigs that were the two major parties at the time. And then what they did was the Whigs wanted to advance slavery. So the Republicans came along and said, wait a second, slavery is not what the majority of Americans believe is right.
So the Republicans ran with that as their major issue, wound up putting a President Lincoln. Of course, we have questions about President Lincoln, but putting President Lincoln in the White House, he wasn't even on the ballot in nine states in the South, and so there were enough electoral votes to elect him, and the Republicans became a major party. The Whigs went away because they became irrelevant. Same thing that's happening today is there are fewer Republicans now than there are independents. People are moving away from the two major parties because they're not happy with either one of them.
Yes, and again, the themes that you're sounding, Mary, sound so much, and I know that they're your own ideas. You've been proclaiming them for a long time. They're also largely my ideas, and the ideas of a lot of people on the constitutional populist right. And again, we get back to this Ellsberg speech to American University on September the 20th. He puts it this graspable in form. He says, "Let me simplify this, not just to be rhetorical. A coup has occurred. I woke up the other day," Ellsberg said, "realizing, coming out of sleep, that a coup has occurred. It's not just a question that a coup lies ahead with the next 9/11. That's the next coup that completes the first." Obviously, Ellsberg is thinking that there's going to be some sort of false flag incident or some event that is going to precipitate an expansion of war, that's going to precipitate an expansion of this domestic police state tendency, especially as we've seen it since 2001. What do you think is, if you had to guess, Mary, and I know it's a guess because you and I are not in Ellsberg's mind here, what do you think he's thinking about?
Well, I think he has his ear to the ground, as do many people on the right, who are realizing that in order for us to find a justification for war to Iran, we have to be horrified, just as the American people were horrified by what happened on September 11. That became the justification for war. Otherwise, we never would have been co-opted into believing that it was necessary. So with the approval rating against the war being what it is, how do you get Americans behind a war to Iran? Well, what you do against Iran, what you do is you have some other horrifying incident. And it's interesting that you brought that up, because on October 15th, there is going to be one of these Homeland Security drills in Portland, Oregon, where I live. And they are talking about a scenario, setting up these mock scenarios with emergency vehicles, Homeland Security, emergency crews, even fake news crews. And what that is designed to do is to supposedly get us all ready and see what our preparedness level is. But there are some who have been saying that there will be, instead of this being a fake situation with a quote-unquote dirty bomb, that there would be something that would be injected into this which would make it live. So where those who look at what happened on 9/11 say that this was actually an exercise that went awry, we could see the same thing happen in the area in Portland, Oregon, on October 15th. So for many years now, there has been the speculation that there would be another one of these horrifying quote-unquote terror attacks, but in the Portland area. So the ear-to-the-ground thing has been heightened. So what Ellsberg is saying is that what a lot of Americans who are paying attention realize, that what's going to happen is something will happen to get us all mobilized behind Iran.
Yes, and quite clearly this is what I'm thinking too, and what I've been talking about for a long time on this show. Of course, I lived in Iran years ago for a handful of summers in the 1970s. I know something about the people, something about the history of that country, certainly something about the geography and topography of the place. I'm rather amazed, even aside from the totally unconstitutional direction of American foreign and domestic policy as it relates to this Iranian question, I'm still amazed that these guys, meaning the neocons, think they can pull this thing off, given the magnitude of the problems they're already having with Iraq, the magnitude of the problems that they're having in Afghanistan, that even aside from the fact that this Iranian policy, in my view, is both wrong and immoral, that they think that we can afford to be involved in this kind of a war expansion and that it would go well.
Well, when I hear that, I think for all of what President Bush has done while he's been in office, the American people have still managed to somehow make excuses for him, the neocons anyway. So it's like anything can occur, and these people will somehow believe there's a reason for it, and we should go along with it, which just shows that they're loath to admit that they've been taken.
Well, you know, as I read through Ellsberg's speech, I'm amazed that he includes this factual, historical reference to Abraham Lincoln's suspension of habeas corpus during the American War Between the States, which, of course, Ellsberg refers to as the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
He then, at a later point in the speech, says that he's shocked by the Republicans that he's reading about in the Washington Post, who yesterday threatened to filibuster if we get back habeas corpus. He goes on to underscore that the ruling out of habeas corpus was done with the help of Democrats. Now, having said all of that and agreeing with Ellsberg on this, with reference to the whole thing with Lincoln and the war between the states, it seems to me, Mary, that what you report that has now happened in the state of Oregon with this U.S. District Court ruling on the whole business of the Patriot Act might be the beginning of the reversal that Congress has not mustered the courage to begin itself.
Hey, you know, one can hope, and I think what's happening even now, if you look at the fact that Virgil Goode, the Republican congressman from West Virginia, not to jump onto another topic, but he has introduced legislation which basically it's a House resolution that says that we should in no way be continuing on with the Security Prosperity Partnership or merging the North American Union. When we have those kinds of things before Congress, it is proof that these issues, which were quote-unquote considered conspiracy issues, are now becoming more and more accepted as the reality that they are so that we can fight them. And Congress may be waking up to realize Americans have had enough. They're not going to put up with being ignored on issues they're told they're crazy to believe in.
Well, let's take that. Well, exactly. I mean, I think that there are two things worth noting here. One is that these so-called conspiracy theories, and, you know, to me, a conspiracy theory is viable if there's data to support it. I think that people would say, well, you know, you shouldn't believe in conspiracy theories when all the data is there to support the theory. I think that that's wrong-headed. But then we get into this whole business as well of the fact, as you cited, Mary, that whether we're looking at the debate now as it pertains to this Security and Prosperity Partnership thing for a North American Union, or we're talking about the war with Iraq that's about to be expanded into Iran, or we're talking about central banking and the role of the Israeli lobby, all of these different things that the establishment detractors have said are untenable conspiracy theories are now starting to move, it seems to me, into the mainstream. I think that this is why Abraham Foxman is having so much trouble with the Mearsheimer Walt book on the Israeli lobby. The fact that, as Foxman himself admits, what used to be something that would only have been raised in so-called fringe circles, whatever Foxman means by that, we can interpret what it might mean. But now that's moved into more debate in the public arena, in the American media, and in the American educational institutions in a way that would never have been seen before. And obviously it has certain members of the establishment absolutely terrified.
I think you're right, and I think the other thing that this points to is if you look at the fact that readership in newspapers is down, fewer people are listening to conservative talk radio, what's happening is that more and more people are getting their information from programs like yours or from the Internet, so they're finding out more, even though the mainstream media is ignoring it because they're a lapdog for the government. So people are finding out the information, they're getting mobilized, they're contacting their legislators, and the legislators, it's almost like people who are good health consumers, doctors don't like you to go to the Internet, but we go to the Internet, we find out what's really going on, we go to our doctors and we say, no, I want A instead of B. So when you have an educated populace, they start to question those who are, quote, the authorities, and we find out they're really not authorities after all. So, yeah, we're seeing a swing. The pendulum is actually shifting because of the Internet and because of programs like yours.
Well, yes, and I also think, again, that this latest Reuters Zogby poll is instructive in regard to the potential opportunity that it provides to you folks with the Constitution Party as I think about this along those lines, how many state ballots do you think the CP will achieve by the time we're ready for the first Tuesday in November?
Well, we're working on ballots everywhere. I mean, we're hopeful for 50, but as you know, the parties in power have made it very difficult to gain ballot access. I mean, some of the hoops you have to jump through, the costs involved and the number of signatures you have to get are prohibitive. But we are gearing up for, we will have at least enough ballots, enough states on the ballot to have enough electoral votes to put a president in the White House. And if we have somebody who, maybe if it isn't Ron Paul, but it's somebody with his same beliefs, I think it can be done.
Well, I think it can be, too. And again, I just simply look at these Reuters-Zoghbi poll numbers and the level of frustration that I'm hearing from people out there as they talk to me privately that matches these poll numbers. I think that there's something that's beginning to stir. Let me ask you this, Mary, because I know that you have a lot of connections in the so-called Christian community as well as in the secular political world. Are you hearing from more Christians that they're beginning to wonder about the direction that the Christian right establishment has taken them in regard to this alliance with George Bush? Is there more feedback now that suggests that more Christians are rethinking some of this?
Well, I wish I could say that were the case, Mark. I don't necessarily believe it is in massive numbers, but I think that there are certainly chinks in the armor. And when Dobson came out recently and said that not only would he not vote for Giuliani, he would vote for a third party or a candidate or not vote at all, he would not vote for Fred Thompson because Fred Thompson is anything but a conservative. When you've got people like celebrity Christians like Dobson questioning some of these decisions the Republican Party in the past, which has totally co-opted the Christian right vote, this is a good sign. People are starting to go, oh, okay, somebody like Dobson says no Giuliani, I guess I can't drink the Kool-Aid anymore and vote for Giuliani.
Well, yes, and you know, what's really strange is at one level, it's very lamentable that we have, and I think my own dad is, you know, he's been pretty much loyal to the American establishment for most of his life, but he said to me the other night, you know, he said, I'm at my age now. He said, I look back over these many decades, and I've concluded that we have the worst group of major party candidates that we've ever had in my lifetime. He said, these people collectively make me sick. And I said to my dad, you know, Dad, this can be seen as an opportunity as well as something to be lamentable. If out of this something else emerges, another alternative emerges that isn't chocolate or vanilla ice cream being packaged by the American PR people, then there will be a silver lining in this cloud. And he just looked thoughtful, like this was a new idea for him, that there could be something else that's outside this so-called system that might have some viability to it. And I think if this begins to dawn on somebody like my dad, who watches Fox News and served in the Air Force for 32 years and worked in the Middle East with Lockheed and so forth, if even he is beginning to get fed up with this stuff, it suggests to me that there must be a larger groundswell of public opinion out there that's starting to be reflected in these numbers like the ones you cited with Reuters-Zoghbi that suggests that you might be on your way, Mary, in regard to riding the tide of history in a much more positive direction than we would have imagined even 5 years ago.
Absolutely, and I think it's not cliche to say it's just darkest before the dawn because, you know, they also say nothing changes if nothing changes. Unless we do something different, we will not get anything but what we have gotten. And people are so fed up. It's sort of like when you're really, really sick, you go to the doctor because you just can't take it anymore. But when you just have a little bit of the flu symptom, you might, you know, put it off. But when you're just, you know, you're in abject pain and you're suffering, that's when you seek help. And that's what people are doing now because they have frankly had enough.
Yes, and again, it will be interesting to see how this plays out if there is an expansion of this American military involvement in the Middle East. Do you think it will preempt the freedom movement, that people will get behind this war expansion? Do you think that further attempts at the creation of a domestic police state subsequent to a war expansion will be successful? Or do you think that even at that juncture, that the establishment will have overreached and that the American people this time will not march to the same tune that they've been marching to for lo these many, many years throughout the last century.
Boy, I sure hope that there is a groundswell of outrage and that there is somewhat of a revolution where people vote differently and speak out. Remember, only 13% of the colonists were behind this revolution. I try to remind people that all the time. It's just going to take a dedicated few who will support candidates that mean something, who will support a party that is trying to make a change and not just go along with the status quo, get themselves in front of the TV, and zone out. So I think it's entirely possible we're going to see things change this next election cycle.
Well, again, without asking you to give away inside trade secrets, and of course I'm not an insider to the Constitution Party anymore in regard to being privy to any confidential chats or whatever, but are there specific people that are beginning to be talked about as potential presidential candidates for the CP? We'll cover that when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for the final minutes of our chat with Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be sure to support the No More Wars for Israel conference taking place October the 12th through the 14th in Southern California. For more information, you can contact Mark Glenn through the No More Wars for Israel website, nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com.
www.OctoberTwelfth.com. That's October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. Our special guest today has been Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, which you can find at constitutionparty.com or .org. constitutionparty.com or constitutionparty.org. Would also like to recommend the publication of my old friend Howard Phillips, the Issues and Strategy Bulletin. You can find the Howard Phillips Issues and Strategy Bulletin by writing Policy Analysis Incorporated, 9520 Bent Creek Lane, Vienna, Virginia, 22182. You can also find Howard Phillips, of course, through the Conservative Caucus website, which you can access by going to my own links page at markdankoff.com and clicking on that link to the Conservative Caucus. Mary, any ideas as to possible presidential candidates for your party, whether Ron Paul would prove to be in or out, remains to be seen. Beyond Ron Paul, are there other names that come up as Constitution Party possibilities?
Well, absolutely. And as you know, the bylaws of the party require that we have a nominating convention. And at that point, we'll have delegates from the various state parties who will come. They will nominate those who they believe should be the candidate for the Constitution Party. And based on that, there'll be a vote. And like any other party convention, we'll make a decision based on those votes. So at this point in time, the field is wide open. And we anticipate a lot of disgruntled Republicans who are constitutionalists will be jumping in and putting their hat in the ring because they know that their party won't support them, but that there is a huge, huge interest in America for a candidate that you can vote for and not have to hold your nose. So we know that there are a lot of people out there who are getting very interested in who our nominee would be, and we have a convention coming up in April of 2008 in Kansas City, which, as you know, is going to be the port, the smart port for the North, the NAFTA superhighway. So we're there to bring attention to that whole debacle. So that's coming up. So it will be interesting. But as of now, we don't have any idea who that will be.
Well, I tell you, as far as the Constitution Party goes, I'm hopeful that if they don't end up with Ron Paul running in the fall of 2008, that if it came right down to it, that they would pick a very, very fine, articulate, principled candidate for president, even if that person proved not to be a household name. I would rather see them run a really good, sound candidate this time out than maybe to go with a household name that would not be as ideologically clear or as effective as maybe someone that the public has not heard of up to this point.
I think that point is really well taken, and I think at this point we are not going to compromise, and we will get a good, solid candidate. And once people find out the background of this person and what their beliefs are, there won't be any question that the fact that they're not a household name might actually have it might actually be a positive thing, because we don't like the names we've been hearing.
Yes. And it remains to be seen, again, as to what's going to happen in this next year to 14 months. Thankfully, both you and I know, as well as our listeners, that as Howard Phillips is wont to say, it's all in the hands of a sovereign God.
Absolutely.
This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Wanted to thank Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, for being on the show. Support Mark Lenz, No More Wars for Israel conference at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Mark will join me in the show's final hour tomorrow at Mark Dankoff's America, heard live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I look forward to talking to Mark and also to Father Martinez in the AM. God bless you.
With recent